Okay, David, whenever you're ready.
All set.
I think David's muted.
All right. So is Tom here too?
Yes, I heard. Tom, are you here?
All right. Yes, I am. Sorry.
Okay, great.
All right. So I'm going to get back to your screen, Mary. Okay, there we go. All right. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, May 14 at 6 p.m. In the year 2020. I just want to find my place here on the script. All right, I'm calling this Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission public hearing to order. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at www.boston.gov/public-notices/115-66731 or by calling 929-205-6099 and entering meeting ID 84977580380. You can also submit written comments or questions to Fort Point LDC, that's all one word, Fort Point LDC at boston.gov or via Twitter, and that is at Boston Landmarks. All right, so today the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design applications. So I'm going to read all of this script in here. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise, quote, raise your hand or look for the prompt that says raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag FPC May 14 hearing, all no spaces. All right, we will repeat these instructions. No, we don't need to repeat them. All right. So first application is application number 20.976, 22 Boston Wharf Road. And this, the proposed work is at the ground level storefront, install an illuminated blade sign, illuminated channel letter signage, vinyl signage at transom, windows and doors, and decorative branded door handle. So if the applicant can introduce themselves and then begin.
Hi, this is Pierre at Philadelphia Sign Company. We had previously brought this application to you back in 2019. For the most part, what we had asked for was approved with a couple of concessions. Since then, the design from the bank has changed slightly. And the logo design itself has changed, so we're just resubmitting for the current sign package before we go to BPDA or inspectional services in this case. Mm-hmm. So our sign over the front of the building has not changed too much. The only thing that has changed is it has gone from reading Citizens Bank to just Citizens now. The flag sign design has also changed similarly. We've eliminated the word bank. It's the same size and shape as the previously approved version. We have removed the vinyl stripes from the front of the building that we had asked for last time, because we will be planning on putting some digital marketing screens behind the glass. I think they're set between 5 and 6 feet behind the glass here. And then on the following page, it shows the elevation facing City Tap. I think if we move down one more page, two more pages. There we go. We're asking for a privacy vinyl there that has some directional and it's got like some aerial map artwork on it. That obstructs the view into the side due to some mechanical equipment in there that we would rather the public not see. And we've got some additional rendering views of what it may look like.
What is the black there? Is that open window?
The black is spandrel glass.
Oh, okay.
And the green above, those are currently white, and we're going to try to put some green vinyl to cover that just to tie the whole design in.
All right, so the white is drywall inside, or is it on the window currently?
The white above?
Yeah.
That is, I believe it's a granite detail on the building. I think you can see it.
No. Where you're putting your green, currently it's white.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's I think it's like a metallic aluminum panel that's actually replacing like glazing work.
Oh, okay. It's not like the citizens on Congress Street where it's like a soffit that's
right
just away from the glass.
Right. This is actually just an opaque white block out set into the window mullions.
All right. And so you're proposing to turn those white turn the white into the green.
Correct. And I believe we did apply for that last time as well, and that was approved.
It was, huh? All right. So why don't you go ahead then and continue on? I don't want to interrupt you yet. So.
Well, the following just shows a couple more different views. We have a day and a night view of each elevation of the building, and the following page shows the floor plan of the inside of the space. You can see the 6-foot dimension between the wall with the screens mounted on it and the glass for the exterior windows. And the bottom of that page is the elevation that shows the layout and sizes of the screens in relation to the corner of the building and the printed graphic. To the right of that elevation, is the interior design, which is going on that far back wall where you can see the ATMs are nestled within it.
Oh, I see.
So that'll be like a similar design to what we're planning for that side window. We'll have like an aerial view of the seaport area.
So, all right, the elevations that you show, where are they going on inside on the plan view here? Or because they look
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're kind of out of scale with each other. If you start on the right side of the elevation, where that green band is that goes up and then runs the whole width and then comes down on the left, that's the same size as the 3 green bands that you see in the above floor plan.
All right.
And then the first gray box in the middle is for the 2 windows directly to the left of where that green band ends. Then the other gray box, right there. And then the other gray box are the other 2 windows right there. And then our mural down there is for those windows.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. What you're showing us for those two front windows, this is all on the glass?
It is 6 feet behind the glass. You can see where they're positioned on the floor plan as denoted by the red lines.
Okay, so there's nothing at all on the glass?
There is nothing on the glass.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, with the exception of your green bands.
Correct, but they are the white material.
Yeah, that will become green.
Correct.
And so this, you said you're having some kind of digital thing. Is that what these 43, 65, 43, 65, 55, and 43 numbers are here?
Right, that reflects the diagonal size of the screens.
All right, and those are going to be where those red dashes are. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Correct.
On the plan? So they're further, that's well back into the building, into your space, at least halfway in. I'm still not. I was looking at my screen here. Can you point again the inverted U shape citizens where you have Seaport District? Point to me where that is on the elevation. I mean, on the plan view, rather.
It is over to the right. I don't.
So I'm the one crawling.
Oh, yeah, you are. Okay.
Crawling it. Yeah.
So it's just north of where you are right now.
Okay.
If you go up to where those green bands are up there.
That's set. Go ahead.
It's set at least 10 feet back from the front of the space.
So the pieces that in the plan view that protrude forward, those are the ATMs?
Those are the ATMs, yes. They're two freestanding machines.
All right, so the green outline band that houses the word citizens, that is also inside your space?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so all of that's set much further back. Let me just get to the elevation.
I'm just curious, where does that corridor take you where the... where those panels are set back 6 feet, those red bars?
That's just an empty corridor right now, meant really for housing the displays. Behind that wall, there is some mechanical stuff that's sealed off, and you can access that through that little gap above where the arrow for 6 feet is.
So customers won't be in that space?
They will not, no.
All right. So Mary, technically, those pieces that are inside the space, I mean, that's outside of our purview, is it not?
That's my opinion, because they're significantly set back. I would consider this interior work.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So really, we're just addressing what's on the window surfaces that will be visible. And then the signage, of course. Did we approved of the green bands across the top of the windows?
Well, they were white, according to
did we approve of that last time? The green bands?
I believe we did. I don't have our previous application in front of me.
If I stop my screen share, I can pull up the letter.
I'm
going to just stop this.
Yeah. I mean, I only say that because I remember we had a similar issue to that citizens on Congress Street. And they wanted to do, it was a lot of green. And we tried to get them to tamp that down. And we did. But this is a lot of green. And it's, I mean, to the point of, it becomes a statement on the building itself. It becomes now a piece of architecture, a part of the architecture of the building. It seems like it's so much and so vivid that it no longer becomes just part of the branding of you, but it just becomes now part of the architecture. And I mean, to me, it seems like a lot, but I mean, that's my opinion at this point. So we'll see what others feel about it,
and can I just clarify that the change from what was apparently approved is the name goes from Citizens Bank to Citizens on the band sign and on the blade sign, but that the band sign and the blade sign were approved previously.
I guess, yeah.
And that the on the side, that large map, whatever it is, that was is that already there? That was previously approved as well, or is that all new?
No, that would be all new. We attempted to ask for something a little more in depth before. And we when we came back to you guys earlier, that the space was designed completely differently. So that was an office space in there. And it wasn't deemed necessary at that point, so it wasn't approved. But now that it's to hide mechanicals and the side view of the screens, and especially because you have a restaurant right there, I don't think anybody wants to have screens in their face when they're trying to eat on a bistro. So that's really to, it directs people around the corner to where the bank is, with the little arrow, and it. Protects the diners there from any screen light.
Yeah, I think what you had proposed last time was just having more signage of the bank. I mean, right. Citizens Bank and such. Yeah, and I think we were saying that you don't need it on that side because there's so much clutter. It's going to be difficult to see it anyway. I think we were trying to, so we eliminated that. We eliminated it with the assumption that it was going to be visible space in there. Now you're saying it's not. So you're basically putting this map up and concealing what's inside. And I think the Citizens ATM with the arrow is probably simple enough to, bring people around that corner if they approach the bank from this side. And this, the map that's shown, it obviously is a map of this location.
It's a map of the Seaport area, yes.
All right. I mean, it's not intended to be like a wayfinding map or anything. It's just more decorative.
It's more decorative, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I pulled up the previous presentation if you want to take a look at it.
All right. Do you have the elevations or so we could just see that?
Yep.
And you have what it was approved, right,
Mary? So I have what was presented to you guys. And then I downloaded the determination letter as well. So there was the transoms here, and then the signage here. And on this side, there was this green transom here as well.
Yeah.
And then the determination letter says, approved with the following provisos, the stenciling on the facade facing the restaurant will not be installed, and that the lighting canister will be submitted to staff for final approval. So I don't have the project file here with me, but.
All right. All right. So then as I keep scrolling down here, I'm seeing little overhangs on the front. Is that something new or what is that on I don't know what page number this is here. Oh, I guess page 10 of 14. What are those white overhangs? That's part of the building now?
That's part of the building now, yes. You can see it a little bit on the photo of the front elevation, but it's very thin, so it doesn't really stick out at you.
Mm-hmm. All right, because I thought you were adding that in. So, all right, so I think the rendering is
sort of misleading.
It is. Yeah. They show it as a little bit more blocky than they actually are.
So these last few two renderings here, 10, let's see, 10 and 11, those are basically what we're going to be looking at. So you've got the green band, and why are you making the black spandrel glass? What's behind that you don't want to look at?
Well, that's actually existing, I believe.
Oh, that's existing?
Yep.
All right.
There's some duct work behind it.
All right.
And it actually does drop down into where we're proposing the graphic a bit.
Is that tinted glass or just clear glass?
I believe it's blocked out.
Oh, completely blocked out.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think you want to break up the green.
Yeah. And again, on this, on the green itself, is that a, you may have already said this, so forgive me if I'm asking you to repeat here, but it is a vinyl that's getting attached to the, adhered to the glass?
Right, that would be mounted first surface.
And it would be mounted on the inside, or is it outside mounted?
Well, the transom vinyl would have to be mounted outside because there's no access to get to the glass inside.
Sure.
The graphic itself on the lower windows could be installed second surface, if you so desire.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yes. David? Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, Tom. My two cents, going back to your comment about it's a lot of green. On the Congress Street side, is there any chance that we could maybe just have the citizens over the ATM door and then the other two be, I don't know, not green, maybe black, maybe stay with the white or something. I don't know. It really does kind of hijack the look and basically the architecture of that facade. So you know, I'm looking at some of these renderings, kind of last few pages.
Yeah.
There's a night view and a day view, and it's like, what? Okay, is this a Citizens Bank building? You know, sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
But I'm concerned that if we approved this previously,
yeah,
right. We approved it.
Yeah.
And if I may add, where we're proposing the wall sign there, that is covering one of those white pieces, so. It made sense to us to cover those with those other white pieces with green
right.
to continue the look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So really, go ahead.
Okay.
No, well, go ahead, Tom.
I do like the sort of representational map and the simple graphics on the, you know, the city tap side. I think that's kind of a cool touch. So.
Yeah, and then you're repeating that map I see on the inside where the ATMs are. That's the background there. Am I looking at
it? I don't know if it's exactly the same. We're not providing the interior work for it.
All right.
Hi, this is Lara from Citizens Bank. I've been muted because I have a 9-month-old making a lot of noise. So my apologies. She apparently likes the drawings but doesn't like the applesauce tonight. The map is it is representing the same Seaport district in the interior, so it does complement. And just to note too is behind this vinyl we're having just a little bit of a soft light so it doesn't look completely blacked out, so there'll be just a little bit of a glow behind it, but very, very slight. It's just to make sure it doesn't look like a closed building that couldn't be filled when you're sitting in that area.
All right, and that's what the night shot kind of shows.
Yeah,
so it'll have a
again,
slight...
it's really hard in renderings to give you that interpretation.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll mute.
All right. All right, so really then the things that we are, you know, paying attention to tonight are just the change in the name, and the change in the name for the blade sign. Really, that's it? Or yeah, I think because everything else was part of your other presentation.
The map was not.
Oh, the map too. Right. Because whatever goes on inside is not really our purview. Well, just as an aside, I'm curious on these digital panels. What's the reason for them being all different sizes? It kind of has a chaotic field. I don't know. To me, it's, and then like the one window has four and the other one only has two. And they're, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, judge your design here, but I just thought it was a little strange because it just adds a little more chaos to the, what we're going to see through the windows. But again, it's out of our purview, but.
I can't speak to why they're all different sizes personally, but I know that there is a little access way on the left side of the two screens, so we can't mount anything there. Can you shine a little light on the size choices, Lara?
Yes, some of it had to do with the fact that because they are set back, is trying to make sure it doesn't look like an empty space. You know, at some point we had looked at this and investigated an opportunity for having some type of branch within the space. So after we worked through, you know, what possibilities we had, we decided that based on, you know, what limitations we had with the HVAC, the conduit work, and just being compliant to have a branch, it was not going to be accessible for us. So having the dimension there is kind of breaks up the feeling of the gap that is 6 feet back. Mm-hmm. So it, again, it is misleading that it does look like there's a missing digital screen. I think too, I'm not sure if Sarah was able to stay on the line, but some of the intent of how the digital content will connect will be part of the visual experience there as well. So it was kind of, again, it's knowing Sarah, and she might not be able, might not have been able to stay on the line, but the intent is very subtle, very, very classy. She's done a lot with 28 State Street. If you've seen, you know, some of the digital that goes, that can be captured from looking from the outside in, and it's very subtle through the area.
Right. Thanks, Laura. I am on. I was just double muted and I couldn't figure out why no one could hear me. So yeah, the differing sizes of screens is an aesthetic choice to break up the space, as Laura mentioned, but also because the type of content that we'll be airing here, we're actually going to use those screens as a single screen in most cases, and you'll see sort of image. It's a holistic brand imagery. This is sort of meant to not. This is not a selling space, so you won't see content like on our credit card or stuff like that. It's more about elevating the brand, being very local, and that's something that you'll see if you look, you know, across our branches with the digital signage, is we're bringing a lot of the local element into the branch, and you'll probably very likely see creative representation in a digital way of the map that you see on the right hand side.
Yeah.
As well.
All right. Are there any other comments by the commissioners? No? Do I hear no comments? All right, so I'm just looking for this word. So then I'll read this bit in about the public comment here. So members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please quote, raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to quote, raise your hand, or you can send your questions via staff or to the staff via email at fort.ldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag FPC May 14 hearing. No spaces. And we will wait at least 2 minutes to allow the public to submit questions.
Okay, David, we have a question from Sarah McCammon. Sarah, would you like to make your comment?
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Sarah McCammon, I'm a Fort Point resident, and I'd first like to say that I like the diagram of the map. The first rendering of it shows the seaport and the Four Point Channel, and then the subsequent renderings just show the seaport. So I would just like to clarify and encourage that the entire rendering of the Four Point Channel to the seaport be included on that facade and in the interior if the design is exactly the same, acknowledging that you are in Fort Point and the seaport. And then the other comment that I would like to make is that the view from the city tap patio, I still feel that the Citizens Bank, Citizens ATM arrow is a little redundant. You do have the round blade sign that is completely visible from that direction. And I would respectfully request that it just be the map and that people would see the blade sign and easily find Citizens Bank and the ATM a few doors down. Thank you.
Okay, because that blade sign is right at the corner, right? Am I looking
at this? It is right at the corner, yes.
Yeah, so that is, I'm sorry, that is lit or not lit? I don't remember.
That is externally lit.
Externally, yeah. So it'll be pretty visible day or night. I mean, that makes a good point, actually. It does become redundant because really that is only, that stencil on the window would only really be something visible from people coming in and out of the building there under the canopy, because you're going to have shrubs in the planters there. Are those your shrubs or theirs? I don't know. It must be.
Yeah, I believe they're the restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would, you know, accept that comment about maybe taking the Citizens ATM off of the decal and just having the Citizens ATM appear on the Glade sign. And as far as the comments, I wasn't exactly following what you were saying, Sarah, about the maps themselves. I mean, you're saying that there's two different maps being shown right now and you want to see just one?
When you look at the different slides, so in the first slide, I believe it shows a rendering that includes turning around and going beyond Fan Pier to the Ford Point Channel. And just in the second rendering, and it might just be a rendering issue, it just seems to show just the from Fan Pier toward the seaport. And so just was, would love to see, because the building is in Ford Point, which is part of the seaport district, that the Ford Point Channel edge be included as it is in the first slide.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, if the building, if your building is going to show up in these renderings, it might be good to sort of highlight it somehow, so people kind of get a sense of where they are in the district. Highlighted on the map itself.
This is Laura with Citizens. Definitely, yep. We'll take that into consideration. I do have to point out, because I know we've gone through a few rounds with our agency partners on it, and we have to work around the cutout of where the ATM machines are.
So it'd
get a little skewed, and especially if we talk about finding focal points, because it could be behind a cutout of an ATM machine, which is our functional purpose to have them there. But I will definitely circle back and take these comments into consideration. So thank you, Sarah.
Right. And again, those are suggestions, because technically those are out of our purview. So
okay,
it would be nice if you could do it. But so
thank you.
All right. Any other public comments there coming through?
It looks like I think Sarah may have a follow up. Let me just.
I'm sorry. She already had her turn. No. Go ahead.
That's fair. I just wanted to clarify that the side that I was really focused on was the exterior on the city tap side. I understand the constraints of your ATMs and where they may be placed blocking, but I was really talking more of the side that is adjacent or connects with
the city tap. Thank you. Thank you very much. So you're saying the return side, like to mimic what you're seeing in the ATM vestibule more?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
So I think the way to say that is just that the map that is on there should show Four Point Channel.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
This is Laura. Noted. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other comments?
I do not see anyone else raising their hand, and I do not see any chats, emails, or tweets coming in. So I think we're finished with public comment.
So if someone would like to form a motion with any provisos. I'm not hearing anybody.
I move that we accept the application as submitted.
And was the proviso on
the sign removing of the Citizens ATM? Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom, say that again.
Sorry. Was there not a proviso to remove the Citizens ATM from the
side?
The side where the restaurant is, yes.
Right.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. But everything else.
And then, and then also to try to make that rendering on the city tap side include the Four Point Channel.
Yeah, as a suggestion rather than a mandate.
Right.
Oh, no, actually, the Met Bureau is part of the, yes, that would be part of our purview.
Yeah, it does need to be included.
Yep, yep. So, yeah. Okay. All right, second.
Second. I'll second that.
All right, Commissioner Gorganian?
Yes.
Mileage?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it, huh? We just have one. All right, so then the next is, we have no administratives, so I guess the next would be the ratification of the April 9, 2020 public hearing minutes. Do I have a motion to accept?
Sure, move to accept.
And second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, staff updates.
Now you're muted.
I'm muted, but I still don't have any.
I'll just update to give Mary a round of applause because she's doing great, and we appreciate Mary and Nick and all of our staff
for
pulling all these virtual meetings off. We're real experts.
Yeah.
Well, and I can just imagine thank you how much work this is. So yes.
Well, thank you, commissioners, for your patience, and if any public members are still tuned in, thank you all for your patience because, you know, we're really trying to make it go as smoothly as possible, but there are hiccups here and there. So thank you, everyone.
Here, here.
All right. No, that's great. It is a little weird not being able to really be face-to-face, but, you know, we'll deal with it. So, all right. So if that's it, motion to adjourn.
Sure.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
And
second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay.